Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesday's in The Feed. We talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vinyland.com. He's a TV and film editor there, and we talk about all the movies and TV shows and streaming and everything you should be checking out with a few weeks left in summer. What do we got this week, Nick?
Well, we've got a couple of decent action flicks, and we've also got a inspirational drama coming from Ron Howard and the folks at Amazon. But I'd just like to acknowledge that League of Super Pets, I should say, I said that entirely wrong last week. It's League of Super Pets is introducing the entire world to the new trend of drinking out of bidets, which is apparently going to be a TikTok meme or something in like 3 weeks. I guarantee it.
Right, makes sense with the dogs, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So first up, we'll go inspirational first. First, we've got 13 Lives, which is a Ron Howard-directed drama that stars Joel Edgerton and a whole host of other actors you may recognize, telling the tale of the 13 souls who were trapped in that cave in, I believe it was Thailand, a few years ago, if you remember. Elon Musk got himself in some hot water for throwing out some crazy accusations and whatnot. But also, it was basically an impossible mission to rescue these 12 kids and their instructor who were trapped underground on a trip. And it documents every step of that, albeit with fictional actors. And apparently it's a really solid little movie, sort of like Apollo 13, but underground.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that story. That was crazy when that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be an interesting thing to see how they go about capturing the technology they use to get them out, because that stuff is just insane. There's a bunch of great articles out there about everything that happened. And I'm just looking for this movie to be as entertaining or as informative as approximately half of one of those.
Right.
Next up, we've got probably my most anticipated film of the week, which hits Hulu on Friday, August 5th. And it is the latest installment of the Predator franchise, entitled, and I don't know how it took them four movies to get to this, the fifth movie in the franchise finally having this title, but it's called Prey. And this one's a high concept evolution of the genre. Sure, it still involves people getting hunted by a giant alien monster from another world that is, you know, murdering humans for sport. But it takes us back into the 1700s and has the Predator facing off against a single Comanche woman in the plains of North America, which is a really interesting twist. It's directed by a guy named Dan Trachtenberg, who is perhaps best known for being the guy who directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, which was that surprise horror hit a few years ago. And all the word I've been hearing about this one is that it's really good. It's way better than the last one, and it should have actually gotten a theatrical release.
Oh, wow. Yeah, monster movie, you would think.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with such a cool concept. I mean, the entire cast is filled with Native Americans and First Nations people, and it's really interesting to see this commitment to showing diversity on screen, but also telling interesting, previously untold stories using very familiar ideas and familiar characters to a Western audience.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty interesting thing, and I'm looking forward to getting covered in green blood when I watch it. And finally, we're going to go back to a bit of the old red stuff to finish out the week. We've got this week's big theatrical release, which is David Leitch's Bullet Train, which hits theaters on Friday. And that is an incredibly goofy movie. I was lucky enough to see it earlier this week. And boy, if you like Deadpool and a lot of movies where there's a lot of bantery, quippy humor, you will quite enjoy this one. Basically, it's sort of the what one would expect something like The Gray Man in an alternate universe where that movie was good would be somewhat like. It's a movie about a bunch of assassins, including Brad Pitt, who is the world's most unlucky man, according to this film, as they're all trapped on a bullet train together. Each with their own motive, each with their own scheme, all that sort of stuff, except for Pitt, who's just an idiot who wandered into this situation completely unaware, filling in for another assassin on this job. And, of course, everything comes down to crazy violence, hijinks, jokes about Thomas the Tank Engine, and pretty much everything you could expect from a movie by the guy who made Deadpool 2.
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it when I saw Top Gun, and I thought it looked so zany. I'm like, this looks like a zany movie for Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and he's great in it. He's very much in the laconic sort of stoner vibe that he gave off in True Romance for his 20 seconds in there, except he also just happens to have the ability to kick as much butt as he does in any other action movie. And he's very silly in it. I don't know. His role in this is just so bizarre and funny. He's basically like if Jeff Lebowski from The Big Lebowski, the dude, got tossed in a shoot-'em-up assassin movie. And it's pretty funny. So if you like laughing and you like your blood red, as I mentioned before, and plentiful, well, I highly recommend you check it out.
There you go. We got some good ones this week. If you're into monsters in the action on the bullet train with Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're also into inspirational stories of children getting saved from caves.
Right.
Yeah.
True. We balanced it out. We balanced it out nicely.
Exactly.
All right, Nick. Thanks so much. We're gonna check these out this week. You can read Nick's stuff at vinylland.com, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. See you then, Kevin. Thank you.